This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
You thought it was going to be diabetes.
Diabetes.
This is just a regular version.
Yeah, this is Falco. Diabetes.
It's just wild to think that, you know, everybody, their generation has this song that would have got people out on the floor, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Some would say it's Hoop, There It Is.
Tag team.
Turn Up For What? Back at some point, it was this, though. And it's just wild to think. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, it was. A lot of 80s bangers to get you out there.
Diabetes.
Was this made for the Amadeus movie?
I don't know. He's dressed up kind of like George Washington in the video.
I think it was.
I forgot about that movie.
That's a good
diabetes,
movie.
Diabetes.
It's like the
diabetes testing supplies.
It's like a British version of King Ralph.
Oh, I haven't seen that in years. What a great movie.
That is a good movie.
Eli Gemstone's.
He could have done so much more. If I don't think he wanted to play those gullible, dumb roles, though, you know, like a Kevin James would play.
Yeah.
Garrett.
I think you took the title of King Ralph on the Christmas party about 10 years ago there, buddy.
Oh, well.
When you had the cape on. And
yeah, I was going to say, the cape was pink. But before you say anything, the NFL wears it, and they're cool. Okay?
Yep. That was your cause.
They said, come to the party, have a great time. Everything's on the company. By God. I did.
Chicken fingers and liquor, all you want.
Chicken fingers and liquor.
And crab cakes.
Which was proven to be a bad mix.
That sounds like it's going to be bad in the morning.
Yikes.
Smell bad.
You know what the bad thing about Christmas parties? Is that if you do pass out in your car, you could freeze to death because it's cold.
It was.
And that was all in one night.
You're lucky if you can get in the car.
It was my route of your days, Paige. I don't get down like that anymore. I Uber when I get drunk out in public.
I feel it.
Don't Ralph in the Uber.
$150 cleanup fee. I've only had to pay for one. The other one I ran away on. All right. You believe that. I got an oceanfront property in Greenwood to see. Now.
Greenwood.
Well, it smells like the ocean there. A polluted one. Let's go to the phones. Now, let's remind me this, Fat Boy, as far as the names that are being said, because the truth's gonna come out now. The brother is on hold, but he's listening to music, and he doesn't even know what radio station we are, what show, anything.
No, he don't know. I think if we could say names, right? I mean, he's, you know, well, he's on, but it's not really the surprise. Ain't gonna be the name, right? Because he's not gonna hear it.
No, he won't hear it. The brother won't, but this guy, I mean, his name is, I don't know, maybe I just don't know. Like, let's just screw it and say hey to Denny. Maybe there are a lot of Denny's. Hey, Denny.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Are you not that you're, no one would be enjoying this kind of thing, but I guess you've been elected to do all this.
Yeah, I've been pretty excited to get on with you guys. I've been listening to you since 2013 when I moved down here. So,
my Lord,
thanks, thank you,
thank you.
Hell yeah.
That's you know what? Let's see, 12, three more years, you'll be in the 15 club. So, yeah, you know what you get true. When you join that. So, yeah. Good luck to you. As long as you live a little longer. And they keep us employed. We'll all make that happen.
So, we're not going anywhere.
Oh, well, thank
Hell
you, sir.
Yeah.
Well, he's outside with a gun. All right, I'm just kidding. I shouldn't even joke about that, should I? So you're on here, as we've kind of alluded to I picked the word intervention to use, but that's usually like something really, really, really bad, and I don't know that this is, because I've told everyone that you just want to know where all this money's coming from. So explain to everyone what that means and what the intervention, for lack of a better term, is today.
Exactly.
That's long-winded, wasn't it? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's all right. I got my younger brother. He's in his late 20s now. And, you know, I've always had his back since our father died. So I've been like his father figure, and
yeah, sorry to hear that.
It's okay. It's all right. So listen, all of a sudden my brother's been bringing home some really expensive items, you know, like, past 6 months, he bought a Rolex, a bunch of gold chains, eight different Jordans, and he even bought himself a golf cart, like one of the really nice souped up ones.
A real Rolex, though? Like, you know that it's a real one?
Yeah. I'm almost positive it's a real one. And then he just went out and bought himself a GMC Denali that my cousin told me he paid cash for.
Nice.
Good God.
Yeah.
What's that, like 70 grand, 80 grand probably? I would imagine. They ought to give you a nice little cut if you pay in cash, though, right? Like, oh, well, not 5% off, maybe. What is that? So, hold on. Let me clear my throat. I knew you was going to say that. That used to be the song that'd get him out to the on the floor, too.
Used to be.
He shows a Rolex, first off. I mean, that low ball, $5,000. Holy moly. A freaking 2024, and it's 2025 now, but 2024... Denali, $93,000? Are you serious? Good Lord.
Jesus.
I mean, I'm not even
That's a lot of money.
Balking at the fact your brother had that kind of literal cash to throw around, but that vehicle cost that much money now. MSRP, $100,795. Wowee.
Better have power windows.
Good Lord. In order to have a swimming pool in the back third row. All right. I digress. So over 6 months. Now, what, definitely don't say, don't even allude to where he works, but, you know, is it possible that he's, you know, commissioned up, got a bonus of some kind, or?
Hell of a sale.
I think there's pretty much no way he can afford all this, and we got several family members that believe that he's doing something illegal. To explain all this, you know, like I'm not sure—is he selling drugs, laundering money, or something? Just isn't right.
mean, is it believable? Maybe he's overextending himself. I don't know. Like,
not with the cash part. Now, we're relying on a cousin that said that he paid cash for it. I've heard people say that over the years. I'll say, yeah, we gave him $200,000 cash for it. But that doesn't, in some people's mind, that means they just, you know, paid for it. In some people's mind, it's like they brought a suitcase, like a Halliburton up there.
That's
with
what you
$100,000 and it plopped it up on the desk. And I don't know that that's always the truth. It depends on what you're buying. Nevertheless, that's hearsay at this point. Also, I will tell you that I'm sorry, what are you doing?
You're trapped in a box.
You stuck somewhere? You all right? Denny?
I'm all right.
Okay, good. Okay. I thought I heard some disturbing noises on the line.
No, I'm okay.
So what? He could be renting this vehicle and saying that he bought it.
He's clearly
trying to flex on something, somebody, someone wearing gold. Like, is he an aspiring rapper? Does he want to be on the Super Bowl halftime show next year? Like, I mean, you talk about wearing, he's got eight different Jordans, gold, chains, Rolex. Does he have a grill yet? I'm painting the picture here of Malibu's Most Wanted.
Be red jeans. I mean, is that not his personality? Is it not always been flashy or always had jewelry or shoes? Is that kind of what he's always been like?
No, he's never been like this, and he's never had the money to do this, ever. There's no way that he's doing this legally.
And there's no way that his job he would have gotten any kind of major bonus?
No way. Not major enough for cash for GMC.
Okay. So if you had to guess, though, what are you assuming that this your brother's doing?
I think he's selling drugs. I just think there's no way that he's doing anything else besides selling drugs illegally. I think he probably got himself, you know, some pills, and he's trying to sell some pills on the side.
Now, I really hope that's not the case. That is dangerous for multiple reasons, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, because, for real. Like, I would have never been a drug dealer, let me say. But now, especially when, like, somebody famous dies, the person who sold him the drugs are going to go to jail.
Yeah.
Which, I'm weird about how I feel about that. I'm weird about how, because on one hand, it's like, well, that's where you got to cut off the head of the snake. But at the same time, that ain't the head of the snake. That's just low key. That's lucky to be the tail end of the snake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and he's painting a target on himself if that's the case, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do, he will be on hold. He will not know why he's on hold other than someone wants to ask him something. Not tell. We've positioned him that you're asking him something, okay? So don't say, I'm telling you, I want to know where this money's coming from, okay?
Okay.
All right, my friend, hold on.
Oh, you know when we talked.
Said that guy was all ramped up. He's like all just like.
I think it started to hit him right when he came on. Like,
oh,
the gravity of the situation.
Got nervous.
Yeah. We talked to Frank Lucas. You know, the inspiration for American Gangster. That's what he's like. Yeah. Wearing all the mink coats. You know, going to the garden and all these fights kind of put a target on my back.
Well, it's so true because that's one thing. This it ended up being stupid, but at the time I really enjoyed it. This little seminar kind of thing I went to. It was talking about how it was kind of a business thing, and it was talking about how, like, you never see, you saw, like, you think about Steve Jobs walking around, he was just kind of like, you know, very just blended in, except for the turtleneck.
Yep.
But then, like, none of these, you know, really, really, really hugely successful people are walking around wearing, you know, Balenciaga and all this flashy stuff.
Nope.
They're usually wearing just like,
look at Bill Gates,
low-key neutral. Screw him, he's the devil. I don't like him.
Well, they can own the label, why wear them?
Well, I mean, it's just weird, like, that you're on top, you've got all this money, but you're still yearning for attention because you're wearing the logos that are so big now that it's odd. But
It's not healthy.
I also want to, we ran out of time, but I want to find out why he also said pills exactly. Like, why pills? That was kind of an odd thing to draw.
Is that people's go-to? Does that seem easier to sling?
I would. If somebody says, oh, yeah, he sells drugs, I'm assuming weed, unless they, because I feel like they'd say, like, if he's got, like, Special K, they're going to like, yeah, man, he got Special K. Like, they're not just going to say, yeah, he's.
I assume you
slinging dope.
You at least have weed and probably other stuff too, right?
Yeah, but that's always weird to me. Like the guy who sells it all, like that's
yeah. But you're not a pharmacist, so there you go.
That's true.
No, if I was, I would be dead by now. I can assure you. All right, we'll get all that out of the way next. Brother telling brother, or asking, no telling, asking brother, where did all this money come from? It's gonna get dicey. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. Let me make sure this thing's.
It's not. You know, usually when there are these, I want to use a stronger word for it than snafu. It starts with F and ends with P. But when we have a major one of those in here, normally it's our fault. Like, our fault meaning us representing the company, meaning technology not working.
Yeah, unfortunately, it usually seems to be on our end.
In this case, it's not. So, rather than having to say this twice, let's bring Danny back on, the brother. Hey, Danny.
Hey, guys.
Hey, we're back on. So we're telling you and the audience and everyone now at the same time, your brother is not answering the phone.
And no way.
No, he's not. And so, see, the way we kind of did this is he was going to be on hold to, like, listen to music, not knowing what radio station he was on or whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Knowing that he was going to be on a radio station and someone wanted to ask him something.
Yep.
He dropped off and is not answering the phone when we call back.
No. I made super sure, double check the number. Because, you know, obviously I see him drop off.
He did his due diligence, Fatboy did.
He did.
He always does. Yes, and
just not picking up.
Careful fingers.
I think the only thing I can think here is that one of two things. One, well, it could be three things. The third option that I just added is his stomach might be tore up. He had to run to the bathroom.
Oh, God.
That's usually my third excuse.
Plausible, believable.
One of the reasons could be is that... we said your name, and I don't know that that's a common name, and no. I just wonder if two and two got put together, someone called him.
Yeah, because he wouldn't have known. He would not have heard.
Because it was playing off, it's this streamer that the company has, it plays all the different formats of all these stations in this building, and it's non-branded, so it would have been... It's what we in the business call filler music.
Like if you're on hold with an Indian call center, that's the music you get.
Yeah, kind of the same stuff. A lot of Gloria Estefan I've noticed on there. They're really heavy on music. Miami Sound Machine.
Yep.
But nevertheless, I want you to answer this. Can you somehow talk to him? Because he doesn't know. So all he knows is someone was going to have him on the radio. I know that we're just like repeating ourselves and everything, but I'm trying to make it make sense for everybody. He was told by Fatboy that someone wants to ask him something. Now, one thing that I think we can kind of pull back and reveal is that he was thinking it's a young lady.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't ask a whole lot of questions, but that was one that he kind of threw in. You could tell he seemed kind of skeptical, but like he was trying to like fill me out.
So did he say to you, Denny, hey, I'm going to be on this radio show? So this has not been brought up amongst the two of you, correct?
Correct, yeah. We haven't talked about it at all.
So can you, in the next, how long we got? 2.5 hours at some point, can you talk to your brother and... without saying anything, kind of feel him out for this and find out if he knew, if he figured it out, blah, blah, blah. Because I think we can still do this tomorrow, perhaps.
Yeah, it's going to obviously be a different approach.
It's going to have to be
a girl.
When Fatboy approached him with using his real name, which is Jeremy. He said, hey, you know, we're for this radio show and someone wants to have you on to ask you something.
These are hard to set up because usually you get the third degree, you get grilled. He didn't grill me as much.
But he was...
just a little.
Miss Larry.
He's kind of assuming that it might be girl related. So maybe a girl was going to ask him out or something.
Oh,
so
boy.
Can you poke around on that before the end of our show and kind of... get back in touch with us, or we can call you and find out if that's something that we can, you know, somehow work out tomorrow. Because I don't want to just leave it, because that's not fair to everybody who's been listening, or you, or anybody.
It's pretty important to me. So I'm gonna put on my detective cap and I'll get over there and I'll see what I can get out of him.
Okay,
and, be smooth,
we'll
man.
Try for it tomorrow.
All right, yeah. Be some. Don't even bring it up. But like, if y'all are like close and everything, like I you know, it might come up.
Because I can tell he had his big brother cap on, as far as you know.
Yeah, strategy. But he's got on his private detective hat now.
Yeah.
Paige is not even wearing a hat of any kind.
No.
I don't want to tell him that I talk to his brother because I don't know how they communicate. But I almost want to be like, you know, be careful, pull back if you feel like you know the emission is going awry, because we still want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, don't give yourself away.
Damn it. Damn. Okay.
We want to know how he's making his money.
That's right. We're nosy. All right, Danny, hold on, okay? All right, thank you. Was he named after the restaurants? I thought about that earlier.
Or, well, he's too old to be named after Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin. Like, I wonder if his real name's Dennis and it's Denny for short, because that's like, I can name him Denny. Like, is there anyone named Benny whose name's not really Benjamin?
Or is, oh, that's a good question.
Hmm.
Is it even D-E-N-N-Y, or is it D-E-N-N-E with the little thing over the E?
Is it umlaut?
I don't think. No, it's like the
those little, are the two dots.
It's like the Nike check minus the curve.
Yeah, it's like the possessive apostrophe. Is that what that is?
Should we call him afterwards just to...
I want to know by the end of the show if we can promote that it's going to be on tomorrow.
What, do we need to give him a playbook on how to talk to him? Like, what not to say? Does he even talk to him? I almost think you should text him.
I don't know. Like, for real, I want to get this figured out, but I don't want to just, like, waste time on it either. If it's not, the guy's not going to do it, he's not going
to
do it.
I mean, it's going to have to be a traditional style when we do it. If we do it, it's going to be a straight-up call.
Straight-up call him and just...
Almost like cold call. Kind
hey,
of like,
we're on the radio right now. Your brother wants to tell you this. I ask you this. It's because we figured out tell... is people hear that and they're intimidated by the word tell, because that means it's going to be bad. But ask is kind of a, you know, you see the psychology with that. Hey, yeah. I'm the one who figured that out. I'll take that damn credit.
But do you have to work it in real quick? Like, hey, your brother wants to tell you something. We won't say your name. Nobody knows who you are. Don't hang up.
No, we go, someone wants to ask you something. Yeah, we do it like that, like, you know, Maury would do.
I'd be excited, like, who is it? Murray. Okay.
Yeah. You a sexy decoy right now?
I'm playing the role of a sexy decoy page. Quack, quack. God bless. Trying to make chicken salad out of it this morning. It's not so bad. Hopefully it'll work out till tomorrow. And then the higher-ups will say, yeah, that was a good little tease for the next show.
The higher-ups.
Just trying to make it work. Dad, blame it.
It's
all right. You know what? Old me would have been climbing the walls right now. Old me's... Well,
you get the anticip...
Too tired to do that right now.
I'm out of time to say it right now, but...
No, you don't. Hurry.
You just get the anticipation.
Yeah, I know.
You want to do it. You want to get it going.
I know.
Now, not only is he on pins and needles for the whole day, we are too.
Well, I'm not going to go that far with it. I ain't on pins and needles about it. But I am just nosy now. I mean, I'm emotionally... It's like a movie. You're emotionally invested. It doesn't matter to you, but you just want to know. And I want to know what Paige is working on in the Plex.
I got more love topics on the way. I'm excited about Valentine's Day, but this time I'm going to tell you how you can ruin a relationship next.
You seeing somebody. I can tell. I'm not asking you. See, this is not an ask. This is not an ask. I'm observing.
Hmm.
I see that smile, that twinkle in your eye, and that...
You may be reading something completely wrong.
Oh, am I? Well, I was talking to Fatboy, actually. Okay. Fatboy, is you something you want to say? Is you something you want to say?
No.
All right, we'll be back right after this. Good morning.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is...
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah. Say some fun, happy stuff. That's aggravating that just happened.
Well, first, let me say, headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So let's begin with Valentine's Day. And I've ruined some relationships real quick in my day. So here we go. I'm going to give you some other hints on how you
can... I put that on one of her little resets.
here's some expert advice. How to foul it up.
With Paige. Yeah. I've ruined a lot of relationships.
I'm good at it. You know, being never around. Returning phone calls. I'm bad about that.
Are you?
You're bad about returning them?
Yeah, I just don't even know you called until like the next day.
Rainbow County school parents are bad at returning laptops.
They really are.
There
chargers,
you go.
Too.
Okay.
Your kid will not graduate unless you turn in that charger.
That should be. They should also be able to track them.
Well, let's begin with a few hints of what not to do to ruin your relationship, because you want romance on Friday. The people that are in relationships, right? So how about posting too many pictures of the two of you on social media, like you're oversharing? Like, here we
are. See, there's no win. There's no win. There's no win. Or if, you know, people will go and look at your profile, and if they don't see a girl, you know, within like three rows, or you're not dating right now?
You know, it's, you would overwhelmingly say that's the female thing to do, but you've seen a lot of dudes do it now too. They'll be the ones that post all the pictures.
But what if you care about that person and you really want to keep them
they
special
don't care.
And private?
But do I have to see you doing the selfie when you're like at a restaurant, or you'll post one 30 minutes later? Hey, we're doing this now. We're doing this now. Like, okay, we get it.
I don't think people...
You date.
Yeah, but they're having fun.
And they're happy.
And usually the people, and I'm not saying you're not, because you're happy not going anywhere. I mean, you've laid
true.
That out.
It's a curmudgeon.
But like... I remember over the summer when I was kind of like, I wasn't sulking, but I was like, God bless it. I want to go on vacation somewhere fun.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But I just of, you know.
Yeah.
Just, I didn't want to go by myself. I thought about it. I really thought hard about going by myself. But then I was like, you're a pussy. You're not going. You feel weird the whole time. Just weird talking about it to anyone. Oh, who'd you go with? No one. I went by myself.
But they, like, you don't want to go with a friend because
Why not?
That's like a, you want to go with somebody like you can.
You don't want to go with a friend who is married. Because you like, you know what I'm saying?
You're the third. You're the. Because
then you feel like you're going to start making them do bad things that might affect them when they get home. You know what I mean?
All right.
Bad if you're influence. Out there trolling, so what are they going to do? Sit there with their arms crossed?
They go, oh, let me see if I still got it.
Well, here's some more. I'm going to go quickly through these so we can get to some really bad ones.
I think if we get, because the whole thing got botched there, for lack of a better term, that if we need to split headlines in the halves, we should do that.
Yeah, we definitely could. There's a lot going on.
You know what
on.
I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
just
we can bring this back.
Don't speed through stuff. Like, just keep going through
okay,
it.
Okay, so
we run out of time, we'll come
here's
back.
Here's referring to their pet as our pet.
Well, that makes sense, I guess.
This is our little baby puppy.
It's a little Cosmo, little Cosy Poo, little Cosy Foot.
What?
Cosy Foot? You know, it just seems like a popular dog name.
Cosy Foot?
Cosmo.
Oh, okay.
You know how people baby talk their dogs?
Oh, yeah.
Little Cosy Poo, Cosy Foot.
So, you know, when you bring in your stuff at their house, that's another bad thing to do. Like, oh, I'm going to leave my toothbrush here.
Oh, no. They're going to stick it in their crack as soon as you piss them off.
When you just started hooking up with this person, you're leaving.
That's why I hide my. And if she's listening, I say this with you get this as a joke. I hide my toothbrush when my cleaning lady comes. I've just seen too many movies where that's how the cleaning lady or cleaning man mm-hmm. could, you know, get back at you.
And, can I put like half my stuff in your medicine cabinet or somewhere?
I thought you were going to say ass, but she'll clean her feet with it. Like, that's my toothbrush, cleaning lady. What are you doing?
Yeah. So I'm fixing my bunions or something.
But, you don't want your, like, you know, significant other to use it, too. Like, get out of here, Joe Bradley. You're not using my toothbrush.
Joe Bradley.
The next one is such a good one. And I've known people that have gotten mad at me about this. Okay.
Headlines.
Well, yeah, that too. Or that I mention things about vaginal rejuvenation.
that's a big one. That's a hot button
issue. Sorry. Not telling
too much bubblegum in the wrappers.
Snipper cut your organs ever again.
That one listener had never heard of it and mentioned it to his wife, and now she hates you for it.
She really does.
So here we go. Getting upset if they don't respond to your text right away. I'm bad about that because you know what?
I'm bad about responding right away because I don't want to set the tone that person expects me to respond immediately because I don't.
So you will read a text and just... out of not spite, but you're just conditioning the person to not expect a quick reply. You will, but then a lot of times life will move on. You'll just forget and never reply at all.
Well, for me, life moves on, and I may be in a meeting somewhere or doing something that I can't have my phone or I can't talk to you. I can't respond.
Or what somebody happened? Sends something that was not particularly funny. I feel like if I don't acknowledge
Look,
it,
enough
maybe...
about Jeremy Clements. He'll be in studio tomorrow morning. You keep talking like that, he's not going to show up. No, we're talking about Rob. Oh.
Okay, so the rest of this is getting really juicy and good. Okay, so here's another one. That's going to ruin your relationship. Asking to meet their parents too soon, because that can go awry.
You shouldn't have to ask. Look, I know I'm not in the game. I've never dated, but that seems really psychotic. To ask to meet the parents. Like, that's something that should be presented to you.
I agree with... Yes, I agree with that. Because then it does seem kind of like...
Like you're pushing
you're
along.
You're really over... Yeah, yeah.
Especially if the parents like you more than the person that you're dating. Because that's happened to me.
But when you like... When you like... When you feel more comfortable around their family than you do your own, like a very welcoming thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've dated some really nice people and go, gosh, your family's so together. You know?
I've never heard that in my life.
Oh, gosh, I dated this guy and I loved his mother. I'd go out to lunch with his mother all the time. We'd have the best time.
That's a sign, too.
Yeah, she was wonderful.
That's a sign of them divide to conquer.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Like his part's like, I don't know if I like this because I can't break up with her. I'm going to catch hell from the mom.
Will you talk to him about the man bun? I don't like that.
Oh, yeah. She'll be working. Like, get him to change this or mm-hmm. What? What's the old girl? Where's she at? I liked her. Well, I caught her in a gangbang with about 40 dudes.
Oh, my gosh.
People always make mistakes, son. Give her another chance.
Get him to get you in the missionary. He'll get you pregnant that way. That's how. Lionel got me.
And it was really bad when I broke. I had to break up
Lionel.
With her, too.
I don't know why I went with Lionel.
You know, when I moved here, I had to break up with him, and it was hard to break up with the mom because she was so awesome.
Yeah.
People love the long distance. I don't see how it works. But
I don't either.
They like to rearrange their schedules to make it work. You always got
to
wonder,
people
though.
Have to just really be on those, the thing, what is it? You know, when they travel around and they work, they have a, not a boyfriend and girlfriend in each city, but they have like, they...
I mean, look, if you're long distance, you got to wonder something. You ain't the only one.
I mean, I would. I mean, that's where you got to have, like, super crazy trust. Even if they're in the military. I mean, I would still, like, that's such a big trust.
Well, I've got more hints to ruin your relationship in the next headlines.
Ooh,
that's going to be good.
Ooh, get ready.
That's guy's headlines.
Want to save some money on Friday.
Yes.
Ruin it before
Stay
then.
Stay tuned. All right. I've got some really bad ones on the way.
Yeah. All right. More cost-cutting things for Valentine's Day yes. next. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.